This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yon of locals.com/Michael Yon is in Vilnius, Lithuania, observing the migrant story in all of its iterations right now along the Lithuanian-Belarus border. But there's another border in Central America waiting, Michael, where he spent many months earlier this year. This is the Colombia-Panama border and the infamous Darien Gap, the triple canopy jungle between Colombia when you cross the isthmus, when you cross the inlet to the coast of Panama. You walk through a triple canopy jungle without guides, extremely dangerous for anyone, but especially people who are not equipped. And you reach the native Indian village of Bajo Chiquito. This is a large-scale transportation of human beings who gather from all over the world, told that if they get through the Darien Gap, they can travel all the way through Central America to the Mexican border and then get into the United States. We have reason to believe that it works, that it happens. But right now, Michael's headed back to Panama because the Panamanian authorities are alarmed at the scale. Michael, your document of these last days from the International Red Cross and the International Red Crescent Society say the numbers have increased considerably since you were last there. They're mentioning 10,000 so far, maybe another 8,000 this year. To your knowledge, Michael, right now, is Panama ready to enforce the border, or is it going to remain without resources to stop this human trafficking through the Darien Gap? Because people are being paid to deliver people to danger.
I'll be back in the jungle in about 4 days, maximum five, and then I can tell you definitively. But from my sources all over the place there, for instance, Imbara Indians, the Francisco, the main Indian, Imbara Indian there, sort of like the chief, he's the mayor of the reservation. He said they're increasing and it's overwhelming Bajo Chiquito village. Of course, Colombia, it's all over the news. Colombia, they're backed up in Nicocli. Nicocli is, they get backed up in two cities in northern Colombia. That's Nicocli and Turbo. I was just down in Nicocli some months ago and, they were somewhat backed up, but now apparently up to 10,000 backed up in Nicocli. There's just not enough boats. Now, I was told a couple of days ago that at least 800 a day are going on those boats just from Nicocli. So that indicates that, I mean, and as we already know, a solid 10% are dying in the jungle. So if that's 800 a day just from Nicocli, that's going to be a solid 80 a day dying in that jungle based on the things that we've seen the earlier part of this year. And you won't see this much in the news at all. That massive death rate down there. It's because there's nobody out there to photograph it. When we interview people, some are dragging in almost dead, and they talk about, you know, all the people they saw die and fall off the mountain and get washed away and raped and shot and stabbed and everything else. I mean, and so the Darien Gap, in fact, you know, from here in Lithuania, they asked me about the efficacy of a wall, and I said, well, let's talk about a wall. The ultimate wall.
30
is the Darien
seconds,
Gap.
Michael. 30 seconds. Go ahead. Darien Gap.
The Panamanian authorities did stop the flow during the pandemic. They did do it. So it can be done. They'll tell you it can't, but they did it during the pandemic. But the wall didn't do it. It takes the wall, the men, and the political will. Then you can stop it.
But right now, the flow continues. Photographs that Michael sent me from Bajo Chiquito show hundreds of people gathered looking to make their way north to America, where if you can get to the Texan border, the assumption now is you can get to New Jersey. That's the assumption. Michael Yon. Michael Yon at locals.com/Michael Yon. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.